This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched various developmental projects and flagged off new train services in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala. Mr. Modi launched the PM Swavnidhi credit card and disbursed PM Swavnidhi loans to 1 lakh beneficiaries. Mr. Modi also flagged off 4 new train services, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains and 1 passenger train. In addition, he laid the foundation stone for a CSIR NIIST Innovation, Technology and Entrepreneurship Hub. Besides this, he laid the foundation stone for a state-of-the-art radio surgery center at the Sri Chitra Thirunal Institute for Medical Sciences and Technology in the city and inaugurated the new Pujappura head post office. Addressing a gathering in Thiruvananthapuram, Prime Minister Modi said, the NDA government is also investing heavily in connectivity, science and innovation, and healthcare. PM Modi said the entire nation is working cohesively towards the aim of Viksit Bharat and that cities have a big role to play in Viksit Bharat. He added, the central government has been investing a lot on urban infrastructure since the last 11 years.
Kerala ke vikas ke liye kendra sarkar ke prayason ko nayi gati mili hai. Aaj se Kerala mein rail connectivity aur sasakt hui hai. Thiruvananthapuram ko desh ka bada startup hub banane ke liye pehal hui hai. Aaj PM Swanidhi credit card launch kiya gaya hai. Isse desh bhar ke redi, thele, footpath par kaam karne wale saathiyon ko laabh hoga.
Referring to the reforms in income tax rates, the Prime Minister said that the middle-class people in Kerala also got benefits of income tax exemption. Later, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the BJP workers at a public meeting in Thiruvananthapuram, saying BJP victory in Thiruvananthapuram municipal corporation elections marked the end of decades of neglect by the Left Democratic Front, LDF, and the United Democratic Front, UDF, and the beginning of a new era of development and good governance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is currently participating in the first political meeting at Chengalpattu near Chennai, along with NDA partners in Tamil Nadu. With the assembly elections fast approaching in Tamil Nadu, this meeting will lay the foundation for the electioneering campaign with a single voice echoing the removal of DMK, which is anti-people and anti-development. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said that India is expected to launch its own mobile brands in the next 18 months. Mr. Vaishnav informed this while speaking on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos. Mr. Vaishnav noted that India has a very substantial electronics ecosystem and the time has come for the country to get its own brands in mobile phones. He informed that during the World Economic Forum, India held significant meetings with the entire ecosystem, which produces the thousands of things that are required to go into a mobile phone. India and the European Union agreed on advancing EU-India engagement in the transport ecosystem. Meeting the European Union Transport Commissioner, Anpostolos Dizi Kostas, on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos yesterday, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramon Naidu said that the meeting focused on innovations such as sustainable aviation fuel, prioritizing environmentally friendly transportation and green aviation. During the meeting, they also held discussions on sustainability, innovation and environmentally friendly transportation systems. Both sides agreed to strengthen cooperation between the European Union Aviation Safety Agency, EASA, and the Director General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, in areas such as coordination, joint certification, cybersecurity, and drone regulations. In cricket, India will face New Zealand in the second match of the 5-match T20 International Series at the Shahid Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur today. The match will start at 7 p.m. Led by captain Surya Kumar Yadav, India currently lead the series 1-0 after a strong 48-run win in the opening match. After a prolonged dry spell, the western disturbances has triggered a widespread rainfall and heavy snowfall in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.